The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus arrived in Bethany, found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I've come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I said at the beginning of our holy hour, this is a very important time to meditate upon the last things. And they are death, judgment, heaven, hell, purgatory, and eternity. They are death, judgment, heaven, hell, purgatory, and eternity. Once again, death, not bad. So you have those memorized. So today is a day in which we think about purgatory. What is purgatory? The word purgatory, purgatorio, means purification. Purification. That nothing impure can enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, the book of Revelation offers us a very simple way to understand purgatory related to heaven. And it's this. Okay, imagine a marriage. You celebrate the sacrament of marriage in the church. Then afterward, you go to a party, or if you like, the banquet. So try to imagine the banquet is going to be in a very expensive banquet hall in Beverly Hills, okay? Not in Hawaiian Gardens, but Beverly Hills. There is a difference, okay? Even people from New York know that. Okay. Would you go to that wedding banquet with egg yolk on your face? Or a chocolate mustache because you just had some chocolate milk? Or you went there with a dress and you had some egg yolk on your dress and the chocolate milk also. And you go there, and you say, "Here I am." You know? What do you think they're going to do? "Hey, you got to wash your face. You got to wash your face. You're pretty dirty." You say, "Well, this is just the way I am." Not going to cut the cake, is it? No? So you can't enter into heaven with egg yolk on your face or a chocolate milk mustache, okay? You have to wash it. So purgatory is washing your face and washing your dress and washing your shirt so you can go into the heavenly banquet. Got that? Everyone understands. Even little kids understand that one. That's a no-brainer. That's what the book of Apocalypse presents heaven. Another one might be this. Try to imagine starting today, you're not going to take a bath or a shower for a whole year. What's going to happen after about 2 weeks? You enter into the room and people are going to go like this. Okay? Why? Because you're going to stink high hell, high heaven, huh? You're going to smell, huh? So we can't enter into heaven smelly like a skunk, can we? No? So we have to purify ourselves of the bad odor of sin. So let me give you the third image. This is taken from the greatest writer in the Spanish language, which is San Juan de la Cruz. Okay? St. John of the Cross is the greatest writer in the Spanish language, my humble opinion. This is the image he gives. Try to imagine that you go into your garage and you're looking around at certain things and you find underneath the work table in your garage a big piece of metal, iron, that has been there for 20 years. What's it going to look like? It's going to be, rusty and crusty. I like that, yeah. It's going to be both rusty and crusty. It's going to be rust with a lot of crust. I like that. It's a good poem, yeah. I'm always inventing new poems, okay? Okay, the rust is going to turn into a big crust. So how are you going to get rid of that rust and that crust? Well, imagine you have a fire. You put that piece of iron into fire. What's going to happen? Martha, what's going to happen? Okay, it's going to come off, right? But not right away. It's probably going to take, it may take 4 or 5 hours. 4 or 5 hours for that rust, that dross, Spanish escoria, that rust, to fall off. And then that piece of metal is going to be like the fire. You won't be able to distinguish it from the fire. It becomes part of the fire. That's the image of John of Cross gives of purgatory. I love that image. I love that image. So the fire of God's love has to burn away the rust. And that's what sin is. Sin is rust. Sin is rust. So let me tell you one of the modern heresies, then we'll talk about what we can do to get people out of purgatory. This is one of the modern heresies that refers to this topic that we're celebrating today. Okay, funeral masses. You've all been to one, right? Maybe more than one. We've all been to funeral masses. Okay, what is the common parlance or the chitter-chatter? The common parlance or the chitter-chatter of the people when you're in the banquet or the party afterward, or even at the cemetery. This is what you hear often. Well, he's no longer suffering. How the heck do you know? How on earth do you know? And the second pious platitude or cliche in the modern parlance of the funeral context is, well, he's in a better place now. How the heck do you know? You ever hear those?
Yes.
That's always heard today. I've never said it, though. You're never going to hear me say it. You know what that is? That's false, misdirected compassion. There he is, El Tio Juanito. He's no longer suffering. He's in a better place. And the guy never went to Mass. He was a drunk. He cheated on his wife. He had two kids with two other women. Oh, there he is. He's no longer suffering. He's in a better place now. Come on. That's a lot of baloney. Excuse my English. You hear that? You hear that all over the place. Oh, he's in a better place. Yeah, he's in purgatory for 1,000 years, no? He's no longer suffering. So be careful. That is a modern heresy. It's a modern heresy. And I said it more than once, and I'll say it again. About 3 years ago, Doña Lucia, who most of you knew, passed away, and she died. She died 5 days after my father died. So when I was preparing the funeral for my dad's funeral, Father Larry called with tears in his eyes, and he said, "Doña Lucia murió," no? And I was in shock, no? Now, even though my father died 3 years ago, this Mass I'm praying for my father. This Mass I'm praying for him. Are you angry at me for doing that? Am I making a mistake? Because some of you have read my homily that I wrote for my father in Spanish and English. If not, I'll give you a copy. My father was a very good man. Very good man. My father built schools for children. For children. Catholic schools for children your age. And as well as for teenagers. If Mart and Gustavo were where my dad lived, they would be in the school that my father built. Definitely. The best Catholic school in New Hampshire for children, no? You'd be going there. Maybe give you un descuento, you know, because you got to pay money. And they would be taught by my brother-in-law, or your daughters, they would be mixing with my little sobrinos. They're the same age as your kids. It's a great school. Okay, Luis would have never graduated from college if it weren't for my father. Right, Luis? Yeah. As well as his sister. They would have never graduated from Magdalene College if it weren't for my father. And this is just a few fruits of the work that came about because of my father. I'll tell you another story. One of my nephews was in the gutter there in Detroit, in Michigan. He was about 20 years old, living a very bad life, drinking, the wildlife. My dad said, "Look, John, if you want, I'll send you to Steubenville." Ever hear of Steubenville?
Yes.
Haven't heard about that yet?
Yes.
And my nephew was struggling because he didn't want to leave his lifestyle. My dad said, "Yeah, look, I'll pay for it." He said yes, and my dad paid the 4 years of Steubenville for him, and now he's living a very good life. That's huge. He might be dead now, dead and buried. Okay, so you're probably thinking, well, a man that did so much. He's got 9 kids. Even one of his sons is a priest. You know who he is, no? With me, no? You think, well, you know, why waste your prayers on a man that was so good? Only God knows the inner life of the person. I repeat, only God knows the inner life of the person. You know, you, it's you and God. It's between you and God. So it could be in that funeral mass that is celebrated for him, he went right to heaven. And not only that, but I really believe that he was married to a saint. You know who that person is? My mother. I really believe my mother, a very holy woman. The last meal of my father was the communion that was given to him by my mother. That was his last meal. What a wife, no? But only God knows where he is. And if he's in heaven, God isn't going to say, well, sorry, he's already in heaven. Your prayers are going to go in the trash now. No. God's going to transfer my prayers to someone else. So I think it's a real heresy to canonize people before their time. Would you like me to do that at your funeral? Well, you know, Chonita, she's such a great saint, and Juan and Maria Paz, they're santazos, no. Why worry about those people, no? All right, hey, make holy cards of them right now. Come on. Familia de Gustavo, they're all saints. They're all saints. No, I don't think any of you would like that, huh? You want us to pray for you. So beware of that heresy that's floating around for the past, I'd say, 30 years. No? About 30 years. Okay, now what can we do? My intention is this. Correct me if I'm too ambitious. I pray that as a result of this third Mass, that purgatory is going to be empty tonight. Am I too ambitious?
No.
Why not? Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, the door will be open, right? But I think it's going to depend upon you people, too. Maybe I can do 95%, you do your 5%, okay? And it's this. The plenary indulgence. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
The plenary indulgence. You can apply that to the souls in purgatory, as well as to yourself. What are the conditions? You know the big five? I told you before. Well, your summa mori is muy fugaz, huh? We forget, huh? Summa mori muy fugaz is a good expression in Spanish, huh? Is a good confession within a week. Within a week, good confession. Second, a fervent communion. That's related to divine mercy, right? What is it? What do the two rays refer to? The white rays, confession, and the red, communion. So look at that if you can't remember. Third, you have to do an indulgenced act. And it could be do your holy hour, you're praying, your meditating hour, half hour. Pray the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament, which you may have done. Or to pray the rosary in your family, you see, la familia. Okay. Then pray for the Pope. And last is this. We have to be detached from the affection to sin, which is both mortal sin and venial sin. If you're saying, well, after Mass, I'm going to be a chismosa, I'm going to tell mentira piadosa, white lies, I'm going to be looking at some bad stuff on TV, I'm going to be punching my little sister. Mm-hmm. Then you're not going to get it because you're still attached to sin. You have to be detached from sin. You have to decide, I'm not going to sin with God's grace. You've got to be firm on that. If you do that, then you receive a plenary indulgence and you can apply that to someone in purgatory. Wow. Remember the movie El Gran Milagro? You see that movie?
Yes.
Remember the scene with Doña Cata? Drawing close with her hands, and the angel says, oh, she's a soul that's very pure. And then she receives Holy Communion. What happens? The floor is open. You see the people are kind of swimming. Help, 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 help. And the guardian angel comes down and takes the soul in purgatory right up to heaven. That's what we want to do today. We want to be divine firemen, huh? We want to be divine. You know what a fireman is? The house is on fire, then there's someone in the room there, and he breaks through the window and places the person on his shoulders and lowers him down the ladder to safety. All of you are called to be divine firemen today. Let's pray that we become divine firemen to empty purgatory today and fill heaven with these souls. Amen.